Megan Fun of Sports is presented for the people by Caesars Sportsbook. You bet, you get with Caesars Rewards. Must be 21 or older.
Hello and welcome to a brand new summer edition. That means it's fresher and there's less sports going on.
And it's hot girl summer, baby.
Well, we'll get into how my hot girl summer has not gotten off to a great start. I am Megan Gailey, joined by is that a bit of a sunburn I see, Megan Connolly?
My gosh, Megan. I went running. I did a 10-mile run on Sunday, which took me an hour 10. And this is the tan line that I got. I have a full-on sports bra tan line from 1 hour and 10 minutes
outside. We are Irish lasses.
I was just about to say, tell me you're Irish without telling me you're Irish, and I will show you my sunburn. Now, the face didn't get any color. I wear a hat. Very good about sunscreen on that, but
that's good.
I need to reapply.
I know. You need to. An hour. I mean, I reapply my sunscreen more than Conrad's. And I know that's bad because he's a baby, but I go, you got Filipino in you. Mm-hmm. And so I think he's already getting kind of tan. And I go, mama can't do that. And he's getting the sunscreen on. So, as you can hear in my voice, I'm a little under the weather. I am now on day 5 of being sick. It was a flu and then it turned into a cold. And then it also turned into, and this is going to be gross to admit, pink eye.
Oh, boy. See, you are actually just experiencing, I think they should categorize it under new parent with child at daycare. Because this is disgusting. Conrad just started daycare. Babies are gross. They're cute, but they're gross. They touch everything. Their hands are always in their mouth. They're touching other children who are also touching everything. And then they come home to their parents. And you know what? During nap time, someone farted on Conrad's pillow. And now you have pink eye.
And so multiple people have been like, oh, you know what? Pink eye is actually a sign of the new variant of COVID. Oh, no, I've taken now 4 COVID tests. I even swabbed my throat at someone's suggestion. And I have just regular old disgusting pink eye.
My kid is new to daycare is what you
it's a cesspool. I'm living in a petri dish and he went to daycare today. And it's like, what's he gonna come home with? I mean, there's one kid whose nose is just always slime coming out of it. We call him a slug because he cannot walk. And so he's, you know, just slugging around with snot. And it's disgusting. Conrad, less disgusting. But, you know, so that's where I'm at. I hope you are enjoying this 1-800 is like telemarketers. 1-900 is sexy voice. I am having to clear my throat a lot.
Listen, when I first started in TV, they told me like, you got to get the voice down as a woman. And a lot of people are like, start smoking cigarettes. And it's like, I don't know if that's really, it might, you know, elongate my career, but my life probably not. So I think what you have going on right now is really the answer.
Yeah. And people typically hate my voice. That is the feedback I've been getting on social media since I started doing stand-up. So maybe people will like this voice better. Megan, let's get into this week's show. Do you have a moron or a mensch you want to kick us off with?
I would like to start with a mensch. And I am so upset. We were remiss last week because we did not bring this up. But an article leaked on the internet of some sexy pictures of one Troy Aikman. And now I have been on the
You've labeled them sexy. You've years. Labeled them sexy. Yes.
Megan. Yeah. He's hot. And in honor of Father's Day, he is my daddy because he had those abs popping in these pictures that were leaked of him and his new young girlfriend. Now, I have a crush on many men that I make my husband aware of. Troy has been on the list for years. And a lot of people thought that I was crazy for saying that Troy Aikman is hot. When these photos released, I said, listen, you guys are all learning he's hot now. I've been on this train for years. And so he is my mensch this week. Troy, way to go. You look great.
Just for having abs. Now, you sent this photo in our text thread that we share with Eddie, and Eddie pointed out that people say he looks like white Jay-Z. And for me, it really is one of those things that, like, once you see it, you can't unsee it. And it's almost like he got the white chicks treatment on his face. But you're saying you're into that. But this was the new girlfriend. Now, the new girlfriend, she has dark hair. You're a blonde. Mm-hmm. But I actually think men are so simple that even if they're like, no, I like brunettes, they'll switch to a blonde, like, in a heartbeat.
Oh, definitely. I think it's flavor of the week, flavor of the minute, flavor of the girl who walks by in yoga pants. I mean, men, I don't think they discriminate against the hair color.
No. And a lot of times people be like, ooh, a redhead. And that's always like, that's a little bit bordering on like, oh, you've got like a fetish.
Yeah, I do think the redheads get the creepier population of men.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I say, come one, come all. Okay. So my mensch this week on Sunday, Father's Day, happy Father's Day, belated. I think we wished you last week. So actually, I take it back.
Can I just bring up something real quick on the topic of Father's Day, real quick? So I texted my boss, not Sal, my other boss. I texted him on Sunday and I was just like, happy Father's Day. Hope you enjoy the day with your family. And he never replied back. And I'm not kidding. I've been having a panic attack about it since. He literally just never replied. Was that a weird move to text my boss happy Father's Day?
No, I don't think so. I will say, like, on Mother's Day, I do get texts. So maybe he just was like inundated with Father's Day texts. I don't know. Probably not. Maybe he was busy. But keep us updated because I want to know if the wife is mad at you. Because I texted some male friends that I think are good dads. Yeah. Now, did I text all my male friends? No, I did not. So on Sunday, we took Conrad, along with some friends, to his very first LA Sparks game. And it was my first WNBA game. And I'm almost like embarrassed to admit that. It was so fun. We had wanted to be taking him to Staples/crypto/whatever it's going to be, because crypto.com has now fallen. And the vibes there were so good. You know, it was less like trampling than there would be at a Lakers game. It was sunny out, families everywhere. Jesse Williams sat right in front of us, the really hot guy from Grey's Anatomy. So I said, okay, this is more star-studded than Clippers games are. And I loved Sparky. That is the mascot. He was so fun. Conrad kept waving at him. It was so cute. We bought him those little headphones, but it never got too loud. It was definitely loud in there, but he didn't get scared. They turn the lights down. I have to imagine that the Sparks fan base is one of the better ones and that it's one of the best like WNBA experiences, because they were playing the Connecticut Sun and you could tell those players were sort of looking around like, this seems like this is really fun for them. So the fanfare was amazing. They had little cute little cheerleaders perform at halftime. Everything about it was so great and so fun. And Conrad tried a tater tot for the first time. So he loved it. Go Sparks, go WNBA, perfect family activity.
Well, I also don't think you should be embarrassed, because listen, I have not been paying attention to the NBA either. And I almost did join a WNBA fantasy league this year, and that didn't happen. But listen, there's no time like the present to shift your attention and give women's sports what they need. And so, you know, this week I'm going to watch a WNBA game. I'm doing it.
It was really good. And you know what? I've reached this age now too, where I'm really fascinated with the refs and actually really like them. And I see them warming up. I love the ref warmups. Like the one ref, she was doing the knee twist in. And I'm like, girl, we all got to stretch before our job now. Eddie, come in and give us your mensch and then your moron.
So for my mensch of the week, and I wasn't going to do this one because I did a hockey one last week, but I just happened to be in Las Vegas, weirdly, coincidentally, on the Saturday where the Golden Knights had their parade. So I guess my mensch is the city of Las Vegas, the people of Las Vegas, and the fans of the team and the team itself. Seeing this parade, it was like, it felt like this team has been there for years and decades. Aww. And like, they have a bunch of fan bases from like way back in the day. So many people on Saturday, even in the morning, like wearing all Vegas Golden Knights stuff. They did a fantastic job on the strip by setting up stands for people to watch it. Every place on the strip was doing like a watch party for it. The local news, every single channel in Vegas had it on there. Also, weirdly good job by, I guess, the city. Like the Las Vegas Boulevard was open. You could drive on it up until like right before the parade started. So
wow,
they didn't want to really stop down traffic. Yeah, good job by them. But they dressed up some of the statues and it was cool to experience. And then obviously you go and we see, and then they did it at nighttime, which we're accustomed to these parades being like, you know, I remember going to the Yankees and the Giants parade back in the day. And those are like, I left my house at like 7 o'clock in the morning to get there. And this one starts at 7 o'clock at night in Las Vegas. Whoa. Maybe it's a night trend now for championship parades. And then we saw like Wild Bill Carlson, give his drunken speech and stuff. It was a lot of fun and it was cool to be there. And congrats again to them. So the city of Vegas, great job. The team, great job. All the fan base, you guys, all of you came out. So awesome job by everyone involved with this, because this was a lot of fun to watch.
Okay, no problem I have with the nighttime parade, and I know this one was on a weekend, so I'm okay with it, but like when the White Sox one, I didn't get to go because I jumped down the stairs and broke my leg.
Well, that's a personal situation, Megan.
But like getting the note saying like my kid is not going to school today, and getting to miss school because your team won. Like I was in sixth grade when the White Sox won it all. There's no better feeling in the world than missing school and also your team winning. So I think for the kids out there that are fans, we need to keep it during the week, during the day, just so they can miss school.
They can miss school. Well, it's also 110 degrees in Vegas right now. Yeah. So they almost have to do it at night.
And it is summer. So
it's summer. The kids aren't even in school.
But I do like the middle school, because then it helps get your parents like a little brownie points. You're like, my dad was the best. He took me out of school to go celebrate the White Sox winning.
Yeah. Eddie, stay with us and give us your moron.
My moron of the week, it's this one just is for me only. Yankees getting swept by the Red Sox. You're in this like race for the wild card, obviously for the AL East. The Rays have a pretty solid lead. But now the Yankees are behind the Orioles 5 games because of this sweep to the Red Sox.
The Orioles?
Yeah, they're five and a half games ahead of the Yankees in the AL East. So, the lowly Red Sox now, because that sweep, they're only a game and a half or 2 games back from the Yankees, which stinks. And it's just one of those things where you have, like, everyone's on the hot seat. Aaron Boone, Brian Cashman, and the entire roster, basically, because when Aaron Judge is not playing, the Yankees are abysmal. Obviously, a big signing in the offseason. Rodon has not even really pitched. He has not pitched in a meaningful game, not even a minor league game yet because of his back troubles, and it's a humongous contract. Really? And, you know, the other side of it, too, is like with baseball struggling, I do think baseball games in person are a lot better. They're a lot better to watch on TV because of the pitch clock. The rule changes have been for the better. But it seems like baseball, we've seen a lot of teams losing their like regional partners. They're no longer airing games. Games are getting blacked out. And I just feel like, I guess because the Yankees are, you know, third place in the AL East and the Red Sox are in last. But it just felt like there was no juice to this series. Usually when the Red Sox are playing the Yankees, everyone's like, oh, got to watch. And this
it matters. It's exciting. Yeah. So
that was lackluster. The Yankees' performance without Aaron Judge, very lackluster. And like I said, this one's just for me because I'm just pissed off.
Okay, but that's what the moron is for. The moron is for personal vendettas, which brings me to mine. It's not even sports related. I'm sick. I got a lot going on bad. We're still on strike. People have been like, is the strike over? I'm like, they haven't even started negotiations again. The strike is not going to end until the fall at the earliest. And on top of that, it's MFN coyote season. Now, coyote season is basically year round, but when it was rainy, I wasn't seeing them. Now, what's happened is all the coyote puppies have been born.
Oh, boy.
We have had coyotes in our backyard, and I'm plural, every day for a week. I go down today. There's a mom and 5 puppies, and the sun is out. It's 6:30. The sun's up, and there's just a full pack of coyotes. They're making insane noises. There's nothing you can do. We have gotten the pellets. There's these, like, I think it's like wolf pea pellets. They don't care. We got these lights that are supposed to keep them away. They saw the lights. They say, oh, awesome, lights. There's nothing, because these are city coyotes. And so they're not afraid of anything. So if you guys have any recommendations, we've looked, we've done the whole street, the whole neighborhood. We're on high alert. And our nanny, oh my gosh, Megan, I go, I hope the coyotes die. I said that. I go, I hope the coyotes die. And she had a look of, she thought I was Cruella de Vil. She looked at me like I was going to skin the coyotes and wear them as a coat. And she goes, no. And I go, they're going to eat Conrad. They are predators. These are T-Rexes. I got baby T-Rexes and mama T-Rexes. And my backyard is Studio 54 for them. And I'm starting to lose my mind because they're coming out all during the day. I thought it was only the morning. Then we saw them at 3 p.m. And oh, then God. at night, it's, I mean, they're going, it's insanity. It's like when the hyenas took over with yep. Scar mm-hmm. and the like dark days of Pride Rock. That's what's happening in my backyard.
Wow. Yeah. I would be terrified, especially the fact that you have a child. Good thing he can't open doors by himself yet.
No, not yet. But he was looking at them today, like pointing at them because he loves dogs. And I go, those are not our friends. Those are not our friends. And the puppies are cute. They're like little. But it's like, no, they're going to grow up and they're going to try and eat you. And so I said, no, Conrad. And I'm having to, we have like a sliding door at the back of the house. I'm having to hide him because I don't want them to see that a baby lives here. So he can't even stand at the door now. We can't even have him look at the window. I mean, it's freaking dog eat baby out here.
Now, there's no coyote patrol or anything like that in Los Angeles?
No. And the nanny was like, call like the, I go, they don't care. This is, we're on their land. So I get why they're mad. But it's like, listen, you lost. Eat it.
My moron of the week is also a personal issue. I've had a lot of travel issues this week. I know nobody wants to hear about it. It's not fun to hear about, but summer travel, let me tell you, it is back in full force. Had a flight that got diverted to Tampa, got diverted to Tallahassee, and I got home 6 hours late. So that was fun. All to get on a plane the very next day, which of course was also delayed, but I wasn't in a hurry. So I wasn't too rattled about that delay. And I had something to read and something to watch. However, we sat on the runway for about an hour without moving, and I really had to go to the bathroom because I'm a hydrated queen. Had to go to the bathroom as soon as we got in the air. So that little light goes on, bing, and I am out of my seat, racing to the bathroom. Now, the flight attendant is still strapped in front of the bathroom, and when I get there, she tells me, ma'am, you need to go back to your seat.
You got ma'amed.
Yep, I got ma'am. Ma'am, you need to go back to your seat. The seatbelt sign is on. And I said, I'm so sorry. I just really need to use the bathroom. And she said, well, you can't. And I said, well, then I'm going to pee in my pants. And she said, okay, fine, you can go. And it was just one of those moments where I was like, no, I have to go. There is no other option. Like, I am not standing in front of you for my health. I am not standing in front of you because I want to make small talk. I need to pee very bad. And I just don't like the whole, when people tell you can't go to the bathroom, for me, 9.5 times out of 10, it is an emergency. So let me pee, please.
What if you're going to poop? What if you're going to poop your pants? Then they have a really bad situation.
I'm also wearing this jumpsuit that I've now been wearing for 3 days. Now, listen, I haven't worn it for like 3 straight days, okay? I'm not a freaking psychopath. But I wore it on my flight. And then yesterday I wore it to run a few errands. And then this morning I was running a few errands. So wore it again. It sort of does look like a maternity jumpsuit. So I think this is going to be my new life hack. I'm going to wear these maternity jumpsuits. So then people think I'm pregnant. So then when I ask for simple things like going to the bathroom, they won't even think twice. They'll just say yes, because they don't want to ask if I'm pregnant.
I still wear my maternity like leggings all the time. They're so comfortable. And honestly, most clothes look like maternity gear, even for men now.
Maternity is in style right now. Because after the pandemic, everybody got fat. And so now we're and lazy. And so now we're like, how can we make lazy look cute? So we all just decided to start dressing in things that are really loose and baggy, which I'm all for.
Absolutely, especially for summer. Okay, so it was Father's Day weekend, which also means it was the U.S. Open this weekend. It was in Los Angeles. I didn't go, but I saw people on my timeline that were there, mostly rich people. Like, if I'm being frank, I did not see any of my neighbors going, even though they love golf. So a man named Wyndham Clark won the U.S. Open.
At this, represented by the same agency group as me. And there's no, Wyndham.
He was ranked 241st going into the U.S. Open last year. Wyndham Clark. Now, this name, I don't like it.
It's very Connecticut.
It sounds like a hotel.
He sounds like he should be playing lacrosse.
Yeah, it's like a tough, like you just hear it and you go, oh, that's actually not someone I'm going to be able to root for. But we love an underdog. It's just wild for a name like Wyndham Clark to be associated with underdog, because you go, well, Wyndham Clark society has been fully navigated for you.
Yes, I was really rooting for Ricky Fowler, because I guess I didn't realize it, but he hasn't won anything in 4 years. Oof. And I think that Fowler is a complete genius. We talk about this a lot on the show, Megan. A lot of golfers, they all look the same, right? And then they take their hat off and you see the tan lines. But generally speaking, they all look the same. A security guard tackled a professional golfer because he thought he just looked like everybody else. Now, Ricky, you can always tell where Ricky is because he dresses in the bright colors, always something flashy. He has kind of cornered the market on his appearance, right? Like, you know, Tiger's going to be wearing the red and black. You know, Ricky, it's always going to be something patterned. It's always going to be something bright. And I think if you're thinking of getting into the field of golf, you got to have a gimmick, right? You got to come up with something to make you recognizable, because I had no idea that Ricky was such a loser until this week. He hasn't won something in 4 years. I would have never known.
Well, and also Rory choked again. And I hate to even say choked. I mean, I love Rory. Rory is my, who I root for now, you know, if Tiger is not in it. And Tiger, we're sort of just like rooting for it to be like a nice thing. But Rory choked again. And I honestly think if I was Rory, I would blame everything on LIV Golf. Like, the way that we're doing that with the pandemic, like everything that goes wrong in life, we go, oh, the pandemic. Oh, well, if it hadn't been for COVID, we'd all, you know, have EGOTs now. And if I were Rory, I'd be doing that with LIV Golf. I go, you made me the front and center whipping boy of this entire controversy. And then you threw me under the damn Brinks truck that was backing up all your money. And I feel like an idiot. And so I'm losing. And it's not my fault. He's not doing that, though, because he's a professional athlete and he's like taking accountability. But I really do want him to win again, because he's been on kind of a choke struggle bus.
Yeah, it has been tough for him. Nobody choked more on Sunday than Dustin Johnson, though, who missed like, I don't know, 4 or 5 birdie putts. I had money on him to win. So, of course, as soon as I put money on him, he started playing not so hot. But shout out to Wyndham Clark. Very happy to see a different face up there, right? Like, as much as I like Rory, we got to have new names. We got to have new faces. So shout out to Wyndham Clark. Elsewhere in the sports world, and this is big news. We know in the U.S., we're not big soccer people. We are probably more WNBA people than we are soccer people.
Women's soccer. I think us not being, so LA is a huge soccer town. But yes, like women's soccer, it has a massive, very devoted fan base because the women's national team wins. The men's national team sucks. So no one cares about them.
Well, we don't care about the MLS, but now we should care about the MLS, because Lionel Messi will debut for Inter Miami on my birthday, July 21st. This is huge for soccer, and this could put the MLS on a different playing field.
Yeah. I think what like kind of waters it down for me is the same that it was with Beckham and the stars before. They come at the very tail end of their careers. So they've already been these massive stars, had these massive pays and wins. And then they go, I guess I'll go to America. Because, you know, being famous in America is a whole other echelon of endorsements and money and fans. But it's like, this isn't the Wembanyama. I'm going to really have to practice it.
You could just say Wemby.
Wemby of soccer coming to play here. He's coming basically as a victory lap, but I'm very excited for you that it's your birthday and I'm going to put it in my calendar.
Oh, thank you. I do think though, like I remember growing up, like when David Beckham was playing, all of the girls that I knew played soccer because of course, every soccer girl runs cross country to stay in shape. So they had a lot of soccer friends. They were all big David Beckham fans. And as someone who didn't follow soccer, it was like, oh, I got to check out this Beckham guy. So I do think for like the younger generation of middle schoolers that are playing soccer, now it does grow the game in that way.
Yes. And these men are hot. And so that is exciting. And like Miami, it's like all these athletes want to live in Miami. No tax. Mm-hmm. And it's fun. Oh my gosh, your face froze at like the funniest. You looked so Orlando for a second. Okay, let's take a quick break and then we will be back with NBA, not quite free agency, but almost there, heating up.
Why should you bet with Caesars Sportsbook? Two words, Caesars Rewards. Every bet brings you closer to the types of benefits only Caesars can offer. Hotel stays, VIP experiences, sports and concert tickets, and so much more. It's not just an app, it's an empire. Must be 21 plus. Must be physically present in Arizona, Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Louisiana, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan, Nevada, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, Wyoming, or Washington, D.C. Sports betting is void in Georgia, Hawaii, Utah, and other states where prohibited. Know when to stop before you start. Gambling problem? In Illinois, Maryland, New Jersey, Ohio, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, or Pennsylvania, affiliated with Harris, Philadelphia, if you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER. That's 1-800-426-2537. Or in Maryland, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. In Colorado, Washington, D.C., Nevada, Wyoming, Kansas, affiliated with Kansas Crossing Casino, call 1-800-522-4700. In Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. In Iowa, call 1-800-BETS-OFF. In Louisiana, call 1-877-770-STOP. Licensed through Horseshoe, Bossier City, and Harris, New Orleans. In Massachusetts, if you or a loved one is experiencing problems gambling, please call 1-800-327-5050 or visit gamblinghelplinema.org for 24/7 support. In Michigan, call 1-800-270-7117. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY to 467-369.
Okay, huge, I don't know if I call it blockbuster. I'd call it almost depressing trade came out of the NBA this weekend. The Suns have traded Chris Paul. He said he was flying on a plane to New York to do Good Morning America when he found out, to the Wizards. Ooh, for Bradley Beal, a bunch of second round picks. Now, it is being said, Chris Paul, he's not going to play a second for the Wizards. So he's not going to end up there. They're looking for a third team. The most obvious is the Clippers. The Lakers have also been thrown in there. Him returning to LA. I would just assume Chris Paul, someone of his stature, a future Hall of Famer, would get the heads up. Would have maybe a... not a no trade, but a, hey, don't trade me to the Wizards for a bunch of pieces clause.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, I did not know. And I had no say.
Well, and this goes to show you that no matter how much any of these leagues are players leagues, which the NBA is out of
the most,
the biggest players league, at the end of the day, it is still a business and these players do not have the power. And I also don't know if they should have the power. Now, obviously, for Chris Paul, this sucks. This is I want to say the S-H-I-T word, but I can't say it on this podcast. So this is a crappy situation. You know, it's someone like Chris Paul, he's obviously past his prime. He has not won an NBA title. So that is very tough for him. But as a Ja Morant stan, which we are going to get to later in this podcast. I would like someone like Chris Paul to mentor a young player like a Ja, like a Zion, something like that. Sort of assume that player coach role, but for somebody who really is worth developing.
Yeah, I feel bad for him. And obviously this man is super, super rich, super successful, has endorsement deals, is, I think, well-liked. But to be a part of a team and then just be cast aside in this way, oh my gosh. And, you know, my husband is a Lakers fan. He's like, I don't want him on the Lakers. Like,
yeah, but I also feel like the Suns don't get that much better with Bradley Beal.
Better at all.
Yeah, I think this trade is, it's very weird. Bradley Beal is coming off of an impressive year, but he's not a blockbuster player. He's not,
no.
All of these teams want to make the big three, correct? So that they can take a run at a championship. I don't think Bradley Beal is
Devin Booker and Denver. Kevin Durant sounds like the three amigos that are gonna be able to even come out of the West after we
have
saw.
To remember Kevin Durant, even though he is one of the best players in the world, he's getting older and
yeah.
His body is pretty beat up because he's 7 foot tall.
He's built like a flamingo. In other news, I found this to be shocking too. Draymond Green declines a $27 million option from the Warriors, will enter free agency. Now, I guess the less shocking part of this is ever since the Jordan Poole punch, I think really smart people around the league had said one of them's got to go. Yes. That's not something that you can come back from. Now, Draymond Green was a true leader of that team, but then you punch a young guy, you can't really be the leader, especially of the young guys then. $27 million. I wouldn't pay Draymond Green $27.
There is something about Draymond Green, though, because they all do still like him. I mean, after the Jordan Poole situation, I mean, they still rallied behind him. Steph likes Draymond.
Yes, but it was
somebody like Steph Curry likes you. You're going to be able to be inserted somewhere around the league.
Yes, but I think the young guys were like, oh, it felt fractured then. And obviously, the result of the season was unsuccessful, mm-hmm. To get kind of blown out of the playoffs by that Lakers team that was like pieced together Frankenstein style towards the right after the trade deadline. It's like, oh, you got beat by them. Like this dynasty is very over. So, I mean, do you think someone like Draymond could be a good no. mentor?
No, absolutely not. No, Chris Paul, great mentor. Draymond Green, not a great mentor. Fun friend, not a great
fun
mentor.
Fun friend.
Would love to get drinks with him. Would love to go out with him. No. We are not allowing Draymond Green to mentor anybody. And you know what else is over? Zion Williamson's time with the Pelicans. Pour one out for all of your favorite memories of Zion Williamson playing in a Pelicans jersey. There's really not many because he didn't play very often. Obviously, we know the issue right now with the off-court drama, the baby mama drama, the dating drama, but that is only scratching the surface on all of the issues around Zion Williamson. And many of those issues are he hasn't been able to get his body right, he hasn't been able to get healthy, and he hasn't been able to contribute to the Pelicans. And the Pelicans are at this point where they say they are moving on. Zion Williamson will no longer be a part of the Pelicans come the NBA draft. And I think this is good news for all parties involved.
Absolutely.
I would like to Zion get with a different organization, get with a different athletic training staff. Not saying that the athletic training staff with the
just a fresh start. Staff, a fresh start.
It wasn't good for Zion. And he's a player that I'm close to giving up on, but I am not there yet. And I need to see him with a different team.
Yeah. So all I know on like a close personal level is that CJ, my husband, has worked with him and said that he is so nice, the nicest player he's worked with. And maybe even more importantly, he said the support system around him is incredible. And so to me, I go,
a lot of ladies around him. So
I mean, the sky is the limit. You know what? I've actually really turned on Mariah Mills because it's like, at this point, you've gotten what you wanted out of it. You don't like Zion. You did not want to be with him and you did not want to have his child. Your videos and people clicking on you has skyrocketed. Drop it now. So it's being rumored that one of the main places he's going to wind up is New York with the Knicks. A lot is always said of the New York media. Knicks fans celebrate one playoff win like they just won five championships in a row. So I actually think the fans are kind and supportive and would welcome him. But I worry he would get in New York and they would just like rip him to shreds media wise that I don't think a small market is right for him. But I think like a mid-sized team where he could go in and really contribute and make a deep playoff run would be better for him than the Knicks. I don't know if I see the Knicks as a good spot for my sweetie pie.
I think Knicks fans would be excited about the potential that he brings. Mm-hmm. But if he does not reach the potential, if he has a run with the Knicks, much like his run with the Pelicans, it's going to be bad news all around for Zion. And it's going to be worse because he's in New York, right? Yeah. So it's gonna, this whole Zion situation is going to go one of two ways. Either he gets in a new environment and we get to see him flourish and we get to see the reason why.
Which is what we hope.
Or he's going to fall. And if you're going to fall, New York is a really bad place to fall. Anywhere. Really bad, then, like, there's a lot of people on those streets. Do not fall walking to the subway.
Yeah, because then you're covered in rats. Okay, so the Ja Morant suspension, 25 games, came down. I think most people thought it was less than it was going to be. And then there was a lot made about the NBAPA having to, when there's a rule appeal, it came to me. But that's what unions have to do. I want to see Ja on the court. I want to see Ja his best self. And I know we're rooting for him here. If it's 25 games, it's 25 games.
Yeah, I don't have a thought. I don't have a comment. I like watching him play basketball. And the rest, I have no comments on. I will wait 25 games to see what's next for Ja Morant.
And your namesake.
We look at the title odds for the 2024 season. And the Nuggets, plus 450. They are the favorites to repeat. The Celtics, plus 550. The Suns, plus 650. Bucks, plus 700. Lakers, plus 1100. And then the 76ers, plus 1300. I guess out of these teams, I would take the Bucks at plus 700 because they are a team that grossly underperformed. I think the Celtics have a lot more wrinkles and cracks than the Bucks do. But you know what? Today, I'm in a legal gambling state. I'm putting it on the Bucks at plus 700.
The Bucks exited the playoffs because of injuries, and that's it. So if they can stay healthy, they're definitely the East favorite. Let's move to baseball. There was a bit of an awkward situation on Father's Day. The Braves basically cut Charlie Culberson 4 hours before he was going to catch the opening pitch from his dad, a former baseball player, on Father's Day. So then his dad also got cut from the lineup, and they had a whole other Braves player do it.
So who would you rather be this week? Would you rather be Charlie Culberson, who got cut 4 hours before he was supposed to catch the opening day pitch from his dad on Father's Day? Or would you rather be Chris Paul, who finds out from a text message from his son that he's headed to the Washington Wizards?
I'd rather be Chris Paul because Chris Paul probably has $200 million more than Charlie Culberson has.
Can they wait until after the game to cut this?
Dad, throw the pitch. Fernando Tatis has successfully transitioned from shortstop to right field. Now, we know shortstops are usually the best athletes, so they can really play anywhere. Mookie Betts has also done it. Threw a tying home run for the Padres to beat the Rays. Elsewhere, my beloved Dodgers were swept by the Giants. Now, it did remind me that the Giants manager is very hot, but the Dodgers are kind of in disarray. The team ERA is now 4.66. It's the worst ERA since the Dodgers have been in Brooklyn. That was like 75 years ago. The bullpen ERA is second to last in all of the majors. I went to a Dodgers game last week. They did not look great. They lost to your White Sox. I offered you a bet and you declined it. Now, how are you feeling about that?
I feel okay because, listen, the chances of the White Sox winning a game these days, not so good. So, okay. Listen, the one day that I say I'm not going to bet on them, of course they win. So I need to just start taking alternative routes into cheering on for my White Sox team because I am starting to lose my mind. I get way, way more upset about the losses than I do happy about the wins. And it's not good for my health. We've had a lot of extra innings that were just missed opportunities.
Now, who is the guy? Who is the guy with the cowboy hat? He hit two home runs against Jake the Dodgers.
Berger. Jake Berger. Yeah, so is the cowboy. That is the home run cowboy hat that they
put on. Yeah. So he got to put his cowboy hat on and they actually really seemed to be having a nice time. I was actually very attracted to a lot of the White Sox. So even though they're struggling, that's a feather they can put in their cap. A married mother with pink eye would have sex with them.
Listen, if they're wearing the baseball pants,
that's a win. That's a win. Let's take
when a girl puts sunglasses on, an instant eight. When a guy puts baseball pants on, instant nine.
Well, sunglasses is just hiding their face, though, Megan.
Yeah, instant eight.
Okay, cool.
Yes.
Let's take a quick break and we'll be back with a few little bits and bots from the NFL and elsewhere. The NFL. Stephon Diggs returned to Bills practice. It's being reported that him and Josh Allen are going through some troubles while Josh Allen's relationship with Haley Steinfeld is taking off. Stephon Diggs wants a say in play calling and a change in his role. The thing is, his role is he's the best wide receiver. So, like, what else? Is he going to be the quarterback now?
We should also mention that Josh Allen is on the cover of Madden. And this begs the question, is it a curse?
Yeah.
Is this the Madden curse? Is this the end for Josh Allen? Didn't look great last year. Obviously, we sang his praises throughout the season because of the previous season's success. But last year, didn't really get it done. So now we look at the Bills. This is a team that's been building a lot of momentum for the past three or four seasons. But they still haven't won anything.
No.
So now you start to see the drama unfold. And that is what we are seeing in the offseason. I think for this Bills team, their window is getting smaller and smaller and smaller. You can't be really good without winning anything before you're just really bad.
They're also in a division that's going to get better. Aaron Rodgers has been added to the division. You can't expect the Patriots to be down under Belichick for that many years. Right. So there was all this drama happening with the Chiefs and the Bengals. And it's like, that means they're not even thinking about the Bills. So it's like, you got to want to be involved in the drama.
Speaking of the Chiefs, they got their rings.
I thought you were going to say, speaking of the drama, because Antonio Brown's arena football. Oh, no, XFL.
I don't even pay attention to that guy anymore, because at this point, it's like, listen, Antonio, we know
where was the arena league.
Wherever you go, there are going to be issues. So
Megan, he got an entire team kicked out of a league. I didn't even know that was possible.
For Antonio Brown, anything is possible.
It's like, you know, the sky's the limit. With him, it's like the basement knows no bottom.
Yep.
The rock bottom keeps going. He invents new ways to get in trouble. And I guess that's actually kind of impressive.
But the Chiefs received their Super Bowl ring, 613 diamonds in each ring. So shout out to the Chiefs. These rings are, listen, I mean, it's cool to have. When are you ever going to wear?
So why is it 613? Is that like how many points they scored?
Eddie, I'm not sure. I know the Patriots had 28-3, so they had 200.
Okay, well, 613 is also my mom's birthday. And a very sad bon voyage. I hate to see him go out this way. We're switching. We're leaving the NFL. Not a lot's happening. All I did here was that Anthony Richardson had the eighth highest most selling jersey, so that's exciting. But yes, a sad bon voyage to Bob Huggins, a Hall of Famer. Currently holds the most wins in division of active. Well, no, I guess he's not active anymore, but was active head coaches has resigned from West Virginia after a DUI. And this is on the tail end of having that radio interview that was really bad just a few weeks ago. I like Bob Huggins, and I really hate to see him go out this way.
It's sad. He does need some help. We've watched Bob for a long time. He is a beloved figure in college basketball.
From West Virginia.
Love watching him on the sidelines. I don't like to see him in this state, and he is very lucky that he did not hurt or injure himself or anybody else.
But like now he's retired. All he's going to do is drink more now.
Yeah, I know. In West Virginia, I don't think you go to rehab for an issue like
that. No, and West Virginia, I didn't even know they arrested people for DUIs in West Virginia. I thought they just said, a whoopsie daisy. So Bob, we're rooting for you to have a wonderful retirement. And
listen, that's all I'll say. Get bored, come on the show.
We absolutely love Megan's love Bob's. Megan, so good to see you. Eddie's got to jump. There's a lot of shows on the Extra Points Network. I hope you're listening and subscribing and liking and reviewing all of them. Next time I see you guys, I won't have pink eye, and that's really exciting for me.
All right, everybody, we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.